As it turns out, Mother's Day is far more complicated than simply handing someone a flower. And for the last number of years, I've been using a prayer originally written by Amy Young and adapted by Heidi Carrington Heath, a prayer for Mother's Day based in Scripture. And so I invite you to join me in a moment of prayer. I want you to know. I want you to know I am praying for you. If you are like Tamar and struggling with infertility or a miscarriage, I want you to know that I am praying for you. If you are like Rachel, counting the women among your family and friends who year by year and month by month get pregnant while you wait, I want you to know I am praying for you. If you were like Naomi and have known the bitter sting of a child's death, I want you to know I am praying for you. If you are like Joseph and Benjamin and your mom has died, I want you to know that I am praying for you. If your relationship with your mom was marked by trauma or abuse or abandonment, or she just couldn't parent you the way you needed, I want you to know I am praying for you. If you were like Moses' mother and put a child up for adoption, trusting another family to love your child into adulthood, I want you to know I am praying for you. If you've been like the Pharaoh's daughter and called to love children who may not be yours by birth, and thus also love the mother who brought that child into your life, even if it's complicated, I want you to know I am praying for you. If, like many, you are watching or have watched your mother age or disappear into the long goodbye of dementia, I want you to know that I am praying for you. If you, like Mary, are pregnant for the very first time and waiting breathlessly for the miracle of that first child, I want you to know I am praying for you. If your children have turned away from you, painfully closing the door of relationship, leaving you holding your broken heart in your hands, and like Hagar, you are now mothering alone, I want you to know that I am praying for you. If motherhood is your greatest joy and your toughest struggle, all rolled into one, I want you to know I am praying for you. If you are watching your child battle substance abuse, a public legal situation, mental illness, or another situation that you can only watch unfold, I want you to know that I am praying for you. If you, like so many women before you, do not wish to be a mother, are not married, or in so many other ways don't fit into societal norms, I want you to know that I am praying for you. If you see yourself reflected in all or none of these stories, this Mother's Day, wherever and whoever you are, we walk with you. You are loved. You are seen. You are worthy. And may you know the deep love without end of our big, wild, beautiful God, who is the very best example of a parent that we could know.